United Nations troops to leave Lebanon after ignoring Hezbollah for years. By Joel B. Polak on June 8, 2025. The United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, will leave southern Lebanon later this year after the United States votes against renewing its mandate in an upcoming United Nations Security Council vote. The Jerusalem Post reported Sunday. The United States and Israel agreed that United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, must cease its operations in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post confirmed Sunday, following reports. The American administration has decided not to renew UNIFIL's mandate, and Israel reportedly did not try to convince them otherwise. The vote on the mandate in the United Nations Security Council is expected to occur within a few months. UNIFIL, which has operated in the area for nearly half a century, was notorious for ignoring willful violations of ceasefires with Israel by Hezbollah terrorists, who turned southern Lebanon into a launch pad for attacks. During the recent war between Israel and Lebanon, Israel published evidence that Hezbollah operated near UNIFIL posts, knowing that Israel would be condemned if it fired back and caused damage to UN facilities. Given the proximity and brazenness with which Hezbollah operated near UNIFIL posts, it was impossible to believe that the United Nations forces did not know about, and tacitly agree to, Hezbollah's activities there. Critics say the United Nations has often exacerbated conflicts in the Middle East, rather than solving them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.